Hello everyone! Usapang of the record na naman. Kaya naman magandang umaga, magandang tanghali at magandang gabi sa lahat ng mga nanonood at nakikinig sa atin ngayon. Dito sa amin, of course, it's 9 p.m. every Friday sa Texas Time, Central Time. At syempre pa ang usapang of the record ay mapapanood sa Philippines, 10 a.m. Saturday na ng umaga, of course. And I am your host, Aileen Ligotizan. I'm an attorney licensed here in the state of Texas and in the Philippines. And I am also the managing partner of the Ligotizan Law Firm based here in Houston, Texas. Ayan, hayaan niyo muna na i-welcome ko yung mga bago nating kasama today. Maraming salamat that you join us during this time of the day, somewhere, wherever you are, you have a lot of options to do. But, you know, you decided to join us. We're very, very grateful here sa Usapang Off the Record. And of course, we are also and always grateful to all our viewers and listeners and audience na palagi nating nakakasama every Usapang of the Record dito naman sa ating live show. Kasi alam nyo, ang Usapang of the Record ay live stream via Facebook and YouTube. Kaya don't forget to like and follow Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook page. At syempre pa, I encourage you also to subscribe to Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy YouTube channel para ma-update kayo kung meron kami mga live shows. Kasi ang Usapang of the Record ay isa lamang sa mga mapapanood at mapapakinggan ninyo sa Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. And if ever you are not available to join us during the live show, okay lang yan kasi mapapanood at mapapakinggan nyo naman ang aming mga recorded show. At if you are busy, you don't have time to sit down and watch the show, the recorded show, you can listen to us via Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, what did I miss? Radio Public, listen notes. Ayan. I think I've got it all. Okay. Because we are live stream by Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy Facebook and YouTube, ang ating mga kasama ngayon ay pwede rin. At I encourage you to leave some comments on the box there or chat box, whatever you call it. You can share your shout-outs to your friends and families all over the world. Dahil tayo ay napapanood at napapakinggan all over the world. You can also post there or write your questions to our guests for tonight or sa akin din, or whatever. Your feedback, your comments, we welcome them. And we love reading your comments, your questions, and your shout-outs during the show. Kaya I encourage you to post na. Ano ba yun? Post na yan. Okay, so yeah, alam nyo mga kaibigan, sa totoo lang, I am having mixed emotions right now. Ako ay malungkot, and ako rin naman ay excited. Malungkot ako kasi I just wanna share with you na isa sa ating mga producers ng sa show ay he already joined our creator yesterday. And kung nanonood kayo lagi sa atin, alam nyo na lagi kong binabagit ang kanyang pangalan. Especially sa before we end the show, pinapasalamatan ko lagi si Ponce Alvarez. At buong puso po ako na nakikiramay sa pamilya ni Ponce Alvarez. He's been a part of my show, of this show, of Usapang Off the Record. So without, siya sa mga talaga naman na sumusuporta at tumutulong para maihatid namin sa inyo ang Usapang Off the Record every Friday dito sa US and every Saturday sa Philippines. And I've learned a lot from him. And I just want to use this short time right now to pay tribute to our dear Ponce Alvarez. So let me read to you what I have. I would like to let him know, to share with the public as well. And this is not just coming from me, but from, of course, the Roof Chamber Live and Roof Chamber Media Ministries, and of course, Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy and Usapang After Record. It is with deep sadness that We at the Roof Chamber Live and the Roof Chamber Media Ministries inform our listeners and viewers that Ponce Alvarez, one of the hosts of the Roof Chamber Live, whom of course we lovingly refer to as Ponce, has gone home to be with Jesus yesterday evening to be exact. Ponce was the loudest cheerleader of the Roof Chamber Media Ministries, which of course includes Roof Chamber Radio, Roof Chamber División Latina, Portal de Fe, and Roof Chamber Radio Pinoy. And of course, kahit na hindi siya nakikita dito sa usapang of the record, ay siya rin naman ay ang isa sa mga haligi ng usapang of the record. You know, God is the heart of the ministry and Ponce was the heartbeat. He was tireless with his involvement in the expansion of God's kingdom through the Roof Chamber Ministries. Ponce was a true godly visionary, a faithful and passionate servant of the living God, whom he loves so much. He is a loving husband and father to Joy and Ella. And he is a committed Christian who emphatically shared his passion for God's word and his relationship with Jesus. We will, of course, miss Ponce dearly. But I know that he would have wanted us to move on as a ministry and continue on doing God's work through the Roof Chamber with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. The Roof Chamber may have lost a visionary, but heaven has gained a saint. We will miss you, Ponce. We love you so much. And before we continue, let's pause for a short break and spend this a short time thinking about Ponce and his family.
Hello to everyone from Roof Chamber Radio. I'm encouraging all of you to stay here, stay in this chamber. If you want to be inspired, you want to be encouraged, this is where it's at. And we're all going to need this, especially, you know, in this new year that we're in. We don't know what's up for tomorrow. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month. But I believe that when you gather with people who believe in the power, the faithfulness, and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is power in that in itself. So stay here. Stay in the Roof Chamber Radio. Be inspired, be encouraged, and let's all go through life, not on our own, and more than just with each other, but let's speak the faith, let's share the faith, let's live by faith, and let's walk by faith. God bless you all, everyone, from Roof Chamber Radio.
Ayan, tayo po'y nagbabalik. At of course, I was thinking about Ponce the whole time. And I just wanna siguro share this, that I'm very grateful to Ponce because he inspired me to do all this. He believed in me. And so the show must go on, Ponce. All right, so mga kaibigan, maraming salamat at sinamahan niyo ako, at nandyan pa rin kayo. At syempre pa, we are also, sabi ko nga kanina, mixed emotions ako kasi I'm sad and excited. Sad of course dahil mamimiss naman talaga natin si, mamimiss ko si Ponce dito sa show. Pero excited din ako kasi napakaganda ng ating topic for today. And I believe na this is very applicable to everybody. And not just here in Texas, kasi hindi lang naman sa Texas may nagda-drive, di ba? Hindi lang naman sa Texas pwedeng ma-involve ka or hindi lang naman sa Texas at risk ang mga drivers, di ba? Everywhere. But let me just tell you that Texas, of course, if you don't know it yet, it's a big state, okay? Well, actually, second yan, ang largest ay Alaska, second ang Texas. But we have a saying here in Texas na everything is bigger in Texas. Burger, ano ba, drinks, roads, highways, bigger talaga dito sa Texas. Pero kahit na ang laki-laki na, ang lawak-lawak na ng highways namin dito, ay ang dami-dami pa rin nagkakaroon pa rin kami ng traffic because ang dami-dami pa rin sasakyan. Because a lot of people are really driving down here in Texas. And it's not because, you know, it's because we want to drive, it's because it's a necessity. Kasi unlike in New York, wala naman kaming ganun, hindi masyado ang aming public transportation dito. Hindi masyadong available sa lahat ng lugar dito sa Texas. So people, kailangan mag-drive to go somewhere, to go to work, to go to malls, to go from point A to point B. Napakahirap pag wala kang sasakyan. Kaya a lot of people here are driving, and because a lot of people are driving, a lot of people are on the road. And because of that, there's that risk that, you know, it might happen. I'm not saying it will happen, but it might. You know, accident could happen anytime, and it could happen to anybody. That is why napili nating topic nga today is, of course, car accidents and personal injury, kasi ano yan, magkapatid yan. And we will of course discuss questions like ano ba mga common na tanong na pwedeng itanong ng let's say na involved ka sa car accident. Ano ang gagawin mo? I mean, call the police or check the insurance of the other party. It depends on your situation. But of course, ito ay mga katanungan na palagi nating naiisip, or kung hindi nyo pa naiisip, kailangan nyo nang isipin yan because, you know, if you're driving, you are at risk. And you should know what to do when that time comes. Okay? At yan naman ay, of course, pag-uusapan natin ngayon. At syempre pa, sino pa ba naman ang the best na pwede nating makausap tungkol dito? At syempre, an attorney who is practicing personal injury here in the state of Texas. So let me introduce to you our guest tonight because I'm very excited to ask all these questions. And of course, syempre pa, gusto ko rin makilala nyo siya dahil hindi naman siya naiba sa atin. Of course, siya ay sariling atin din. And you'll know it later. So let me introduce to you our guest. Our guest has over 20 years of experience being an ambassador, advocating for multiculturalism and diversity, and this has given him a deep understanding of people from various backgrounds. And he believed that one of the many things we have in common is our need for justice when we have been wrong. And I totally agree with him. He attended law school at the Thurgood Marshall School of Law with the intention of launching his legal career with a focus on personal injury litigation and civil rights. And he believes in fighting for the rights of the everyday citizen, especially those who are afraid to speak up. At of course, if you know our kababayan, there is this notion, sometimes we don't really speak up. Okay, this is we have to break that already. We have to speak up. If you're afraid to speak up, don't worry about it, because we have people like our guest for today who will speak up for you. Because oftentimes his clients were once afraid to pursue a case because of their lack of understanding of how the legal system works. So he finds that this is due to the lack of diversity in the legal profession. And this is why he is constantly encouraging the youth of our diverse communities to pursue a career in law. So for those afraid and, you know, they feel that they do not have a voice, he wants to be the lawyer by your side. Let's welcome Attorney Jim Bank Narvios sa Usapang Off the Record.
Hi, good evening. Thank you so much, Attorney Dizon, Roof Chamber Radio. It's an honor to be here. My deepest condolences to the family and the friends of those that were intimately involved with working with this great individual. My prayers and love goes out to you, and I want to personally dedicate this show to you and your family.
Thank you, Attorney Jim. You can call me Eileen. Attorney,
Eileen.
or yeah, Eileen, you know, let's
Sige.
just go by the first name. Jim, Attorney Eileen.
All
You know,
right.
in the Philippines, we address, you know, but here in the US, we're used to just calling the first name. So, Yeah.
I know that was so weird to me whenever
I know, right?
they were like, call me by my first name. I'm like, but you earned the you earned
Yeah.
I can't. We call each other attorney.
Yeah, well, that's our way of course, showing respect because it's not easy to be an attorney. You got, well, you have to do a lot of hard work and, spend sleepless nights and spend a lot of money,
Yeah, I don't know how many times
getting that
I think I
degree.
still have like words on my books, like on my head from falling asleep on.
I'm like that too. I sometimes fall asleep while reading because. To me, when I see the words in the book, I'm like, oh, it's like a lullaby already. So I'm like, oh gosh, it's like the words are dancing already. And
Whatever worked in law school, whether you listen to audio, I would make little songs, I would, read, I would watch the videos on YouTube. Whatever worked, whatever I could, I would do it,
Of course, me too. I usually, listen to recordings. I sometimes record myself because I would rather just listen to myself, instead of memorizing it. So, like what you said, whatever works. I also kind of like saying just to remember the language that I need. We need to memorize. And yeah, it's funny that you're doing the same thing. You're writing, writing it into a song and singing it. Do you remember any of those?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's what allowed me to like go through and actually apply it. Like I would do really funny things, like go to Walmart and like pretend like I was going through the torts like experience there. I would like be like, what if this thing fell on me and what were the damages? And I would go up to like a Walmart employee and I'd say, hey, this is what happens if this would happen here. And it was like a way for me to kind of make it interactive. And so I wanted to really allow myself the experience. So I did a lot of really unconventional things in law school in order for me to let it stick,
Oh yeah, I talk to myself a lot. Like I'm trying to, because sometimes if you verbalize it, like you see it in action in daily life, it helps you remember. And I believe a lot of law students and even attorneys already can, relate to whatever we're talking about right now. And because and the reason why we're talking about this is because we want to encourage, like what you said, like the introduction that I've just shared a while ago, is to encourage our youth to join the legal profession. I mean, we need you.
I mean I love it. I love going back to the communities and letting them know that it is possible that, there's a need for it. And like you said in that introduction, as you eloquently put, it's just at the end of the day, our clients want to see somebody that they can relate to, and it really allows them to be comfortable. And that's what I aim for. Just like for 20 years, I was the City of Houston's ambassador for multiculturalism and diversity. In every single stage that I went in front of and spoke on a microphone, I let them know I was Filipino. I was like, I want you to know what is a Filipino? Where are we from? What do we stand for? And I would just sort of teach them and guide them through the understanding that I'm Filipino, because a lot of people, they just assume when they see the name Narvios, they think I'm Me Mexican or
Yeah, it's
Hispanic.
like a Hispanic sounding last name.
Right. And
Yeah.
I kind of like have, rem you know, I kind of resemble, a Hispanic.
Yeah, you yourself look like Hispanic, so.
So, at the end of the day, I wanted them to know what a Filipino is, because I'm very proud of being Filipino. And as I was telling you earlier, I was raised in the Philippines. I was
Yes.
born in Dallas, and I was raised in the Philippines for 7 years in Cebu City, a place called Banawa. And a lot of people don't know this about me, but I speak fluent Bisaya. I flu fluent, like real deep rooted. Like, and when I'm over there, you would never know that I wasn't a Balikbayan. At the end of the day, I speak fluently and I understand the culture thoroughly. And I very much am very proud of being Filipino.
Wow. So yeah, I'm very, very proud of you, Attorney Jim, because like you, I wanted to, of course, represent the Filipino community all the time. So whenever I introduce myself, I always tell them, yes, of course, I'm from the Philippines and I take pride of my country. And so you've mentioned Cebu. Why don't you greet our friends in Cebu? I'm not from Cebu, but there's this common greetings that I always hear from Cebuanos.
Kumusta mga pamilya din ha sa Cebu? Ingna mga pamilya nako dito nga gimingaw ko nila and abogado na ko, so ako mang ginikanan lipay na kaayo.
Ayan. Well, I probably need a translator, but
I simply said everybody in the Philippines, tell them that I miss them, tell the country I miss them, and then tell my parents that I'm finally a lawyer so they can actually be happy.
Yes, of course. I'm pretty sure Cebuanos are very proud of you. Yeah. You represent not just the country, but, you know, that the island of Cebu, where you actually came, you know, your root came from. So, yeah, so made me think, what made you decide to become an attorney? I said, of course, we want justice for all the people, right? So what exactly, what specific event in your life that made you think, oh, I want to become an attorney?
Well, it's funny. You know, I'm a big believer in destiny and fate. And I think that, you know, life has a funny way of translating that. God really like ordered my steps and orchestrated the people that I met. And slowly but surely, those seeds were nurtured. For 20 years, I was always on a microphone. I was a hip hop artist. I was a motivational speaker. And as I was a motivational speaker and hip hop artist, I used words as my tools to build myself and to build the community. Prior to that, I used it to destroy. You know, you can use it as a weapon or you can use it as a tool. And hip hop was a very derogatory thing for me when I was growing up. I loved it, you know, but I engaged in battle rapping where I like aggressively make fun of the other person and we go back and forth. And then I learned that as you can destroy with your words, you can also build with your words. And as I decided to build myself, I affected my mind. I affected the way I lived, the way I chose to do things. And I got really interested in personal development. And as I saw positive results in my life, I wanted to share that with the world. As Roof Chamber, they talked about a ministry. This became my ministry. And I wanted to share it with the world. And as I did that, I realized that my words were tools. And as I would perform, I was always wearing suits. And people would come up to me and they would always ask me for legal advice. And I was like, I'm not an attorney. But my topics were oftentimes about justice, about, you know, fighting for what's right and standing up against the oppression and the suppression of the people. And as people asked for questions, I felt kind of tied. I didn't feel like I can solve their problems. And I'm the type of individual where I like to solve problems. If you needed Pampers for your kid, you needed food, I have resources that the city has to offer and I can provide that for you. I can introduce you to somebody. So I would introduce them to other attorneys and those attorneys would be very gracious and happy and they would treat me very well. Well, as I continued to figure out that these attorneys were very happy that I was referring so much business to them, I realized, hey, let me ask them, like, why are y'all so happy that I'm referring so much business? And then at the end of the day, they started to share with me, you know, what the legal profession was. And as I mentioned before, there's something called destiny and fate. And lo and behold, my family comes from a long line of politicians and attorneys, judges. My great-great-grandfather was Sergio Osmeña. My grandfather is Jesus Narvios. My last name actually is Narvios. It's Narciso Victoria Osmeña, and it's put together. So if you ever meet another Narvios, they are directly related to me. Because
wait, did you just put that together, or was it really the history of Narvios?
No, that's the history of
Narvios. That is the history. Oh, okay. Yeah.
So Narvios is a created last name that was put together.
Wow.
And the actual last name was Osmeña that was put with it, and Narciso Victoria Osmeña.
Narciso Osmeña.
And so that's what put together and became Narvios. So every Narvios you meet will be directly connected and related to me. My grandfather was Jesus Narvios. He was a judge in Cebu. And so like the fate and the destiny came about because for some reason I felt like it was pulling me. It was drawing me. And yeah, I referred business. And once again, those were the seeds and people were asking questions. Those were the seeds. And then I prayed for a wife and I met my wife. And when I met her, I was traveling the world. And I was performing all over the place. And I realized that I'm not going to have a wife if I'm going to keep traveling the world. Well, I had a desire that for stability. I wanted to start a home, start a family. It was one of those things that I had a desire to turn the leaf and start a new chapter. Well, one day She had an issue with AT&T, and long story short, I stayed on the phone with AT&T for over 10 hours, and I was able to negotiate some things and get her out of a contract. And, you know, I'm very persistent on the phone, similar to how I am when I represent my clients against these insurance companies. And so one day, you know, that day she was recording me, and she was like, "Attorney Narvios, Attorney Narvios." And I looked at her and I said, "You know what? That sounds so like, as if it's already there." And
yeah, you claimed it already. They claim it already. That's what that's a term, right?
Yeah. And then the next day I just said, "You know what? I'm touring the schools." And she was very supportive throughout my journey. And long story short, I'm very grateful for the opportunity to have become an attorney. And it's been a wonderful journey. I'm enjoying every minute of it.
Wow, you're very lucky to have somebody to support here. And what I want to give a shout out to your wife. And what is her name?
Her name's Nimi.
Nimi Narvios. Hello to you.
She's actually in law school right now. She's almost done. She's almost done. Yeah.
Well, so we're waiting for another attorney in the family, of course, right?
Yeah. It's gonna be awesome. She's actually a nurse practitioner, and so she's going to be a valuable asset. I mean, she currently is a valuable asset to our firm, but it's going to be amazing when she's going to do amazing things. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be great and challenging. I'm telling you, being married to an attorney as well.
Yeah,
but it'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll be fine. And of course, the good thing about it is that you share the same passion to help others, because that's what we are here for. To make sure that we represent the people, and justice will prevail. It may not be an easy task to do, but of course, it could happen if we are just willing to do it and fight for it. And that's why we are here. And the one thing that I remember while you were talking about all this is your passion. You know, if you are actually working, and that is your passion, that your work is your passion, it doesn't feel like you're working at all. And of course, just like I remember Steve Jobs, he said that the only way to do great is to love what you're doing, something like that. And so I share the same passion, just like here, to advocate against oppression, human oppression. So it's very interesting to know that we have a lot of commonality when it comes to our advocacy, and so that's why we're here together, and that's why we're connected with each other.
It's an honor.
The pleasure is mine, and I am very excited to work with you in some future projects.
It's gonna happen.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. And so I guess, because we all mentioned about talking to insurance company and all that. Aside from that experience with the AT&T, what made you decide to focus on personal injury, car accidents?
It all stems from my mentorship, the people who inspired me. So while I was in law school, I had the privilege and honor of having a mentor. His name was Willie Gary. And Willie Gary is primarily a personal injury attorney. He sued cigarette companies. He sued Disney. And I really had an interest. And my family also has a background on my mother's side. My mother was a physician. And there's a lot of nurses in my family, and I was surrounded by medical all my life. And that probably would have been my other profession if I had not gone into law. But, medicine is extremely fascinating to me. And most importantly, I think that I have a keen understanding of how stressful it is whenever somebody gets sick and when somebody gets hurt. And nothing gets me more passionate and angry when somebody is taken advantage of, whenever they've suffered in the hands of somebody else's negligence, when they're reckless and they're not paying attention, and then they're hurt because they're trying to save money. Somebody's trying to save money and they're not doing their proper job of securing their building or securing the premises. At the end of the day, I believe that people have a duty to keep people safe. And whenever I see somebody get hurt in these particular situations, I immediately think to myself, what if that was my mom? What if that was my wife? What if that was my daughter, my son? What if that was my family member? And I think to myself, a lot of people just don't know what to do after these type of situations. And I wanted to serve as a tool, as a person, an advocate that would guide people and let the process be as stressless as possible. So that way I can guide them from point A to point B. Uh-huh. Most importantly, help them get the medical attention that they need. So that way they can try to heal the best way that they can. Because I believe that life is my number one client. You know, I feel like life should be respected. And life is not any fun whenever you're hurt. Mm-hmm. And so you lose the opportunity to enjoy life the way that it was meant to be done. You can't work the same way. You can't enjoy your family. Your personality changes. And so that's why I was very adamant about entering the personal injury field, because I wanted to help people understand the importance of health and then to focus my practice on getting the best help possible. So that way people's health is prioritized. And at the same time, advocating aggressively against the insurance companies who don't have your best interest in mind.
Oh yeah, I'd like to take that advocating aggressively, because the other side, insurance company, is not your friend, you know? So we need somebody to advocate for you aggressively. And so I like to take those two words, big words, but they're very important. If you are involved in, you know, a car accident or any personal injury situation. But here's my question to your attorney, Jim, and please answer this after the break, because we're going to have a short break after this. So since Texas firms are now permitted to use a trade name, you know, used to be we can't. We had to be, you know, like it shouldn't be misleading and all that. But now we can have our own trade name. That's interesting, right? So have you thought of any trade names that you can use in the future? And you'll answer that one after this short break. So stick around.
Hi. We are so pleased to be with you. Thank you for being with us. We want to invite you to be part of the Difusión Latina, Portal de Fe. We are the Spanish Ministry of Roof Chamber Radio, and we are so blessed to be with these guys all around the world. Please be with us on YouTube and Facebook. We would love very much to know how God is blessing you, and please come along and support us. God bless you, and see you then.
And we're back, and we still have attorney Jim Narvaez, Bank Narvaez, here with us. And we had a question. I had a question for him a while ago, but before we do that, let me just look at our comment box. Please, if you have anything, any question for me or for attorney Jim, feel free to type it in the comment box or shout out to your friends. And we have here Nimi Narvaez. Hello to you. She's very supportive. Look, she gave you two smiley faces. I guess one for you, one for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nimi. Thank you for joining us today. And I'm pretty sure there'll be some questions later on. So let's go back to the question that I asked you before we pause for a break. So what trade name will you use, if ever?
Okay, so I think it's important to let everyone know what a trade name is.
Yes, that's right.
So trade name, ladies and gentlemen, is very similar to Texas Hammer, Texas Bulldog, you know, the Snake, the Hawk, the, you know,
the
like
Eagle.
The personal injury, or attorneys in general, they like to come up with these little names that'll be more memorable. And yes, I have. There's many names, and I've trademarked them, and we're ready to go. But
oh, you already trademarked them.
Yeah.
So, okay, I want to hear them. My first time here.
My middle name is Bank, so that's my mother's maiden name, and so I use that as a way to be able to stick with people and let them know that they can take it to the bank. So my slogan is "Take it to the bank." Because the bank is oftentimes a place where you go and you feel like you're safe, you're secure, and we're gonna keep you safe, we're gonna keep you secure, and we are gonna get you these checks that you can deposit into the bank. So first take it to the bank, and then we'll let you take it to the bank, you know. So that's the first one. I got the Filipino fist.
Filipino fist. Okay.
Shout out to Manny Pacquiao, you know. Oh, yeah. And then we have the Texas chinelas.
Oh, my gosh. Chinelas.
I mean, it, you have a Texas hammer, but the chinelas is much more mightier because I don't know about you. Whenever they lift up the chinelas, you start acting right. So I'm going to hit these insurance companies with a chinelas.
Yeah, so that's interesting because, you know, even if we don't see the chinelas, if your mom will just say, you know, you already know that. That's a chinelas right there. And, we're scared of that chinelas for some reason.
It's a symbol. It's a symbol of love and a symbol of discipline, you know?
Yeah, tough love. Call it. Wow.
Aggressive representation.
All right. I love that. Take it to the bank. The Filipino feast and fist. Sorry. Yeah. The fist, right? So I guess I got it wrong.
Filipino fist.
Yeah, the Filipino fist and the Texas chinelas. Yeah. Oh, wow. I'm not going to be surprised if I see a billboard.
You're going to see me like this.
What? Like, what do you do? You already know that, right?
Yeah.
You better watch out. That chinelas hurts. Yeah, that's interesting. Thank you for sharing that here in Usapang. You're off welcome. The record, Attorney Jim. Now, there's a question here. Oh, well, let's look at the comment box here. Okay. The chinelas is so classic. You're right there. From Rochelle, you got the second is my sister. Good morning, sis. Good morning to you. I'm glad that you are awake. 10 o'clock a.m. In the Philippines, Saturday. So it's Now, Rusty Lopez here. He has a question.
Great question.
Why is it important to know what type of insurance you have and its coverage? So you want to go ahead and answer that question, Attorney Jim?
Great question, Rusty. It's very important for you to know what type of insurance you have and its coverage, because oftentimes we may not know exactly what we're getting and what we're paying for. So I'll give you a good example, right? Uninsured motorists and underinsured motorist coverage. Mm-hmm. That's something that a lot of people may opt out of. But for example, in Texas, there's a lot of people that may be driving without insurance or with only the minimum state requirements of the limits that they have, right? And so if you get hit by somebody with only a $30,000 limit, if you're injured past the $30,000 limits, the insurance company is only obligated to cover the limits that person has opted for their own personal insurance. So if you have underinsured insurance, your coverage will now take over and support you in that. For example, also the uninsured motorist coverage. If you get hit by somebody that doesn't have insurance, and it was their fault and they don't have insurance, then you would be responsible ultimately to pay for not only your car, but your injuries. But if you have uninsured motorist coverage, your insurance will support you and cover that. And there's also something called personal injury protection. That's also like a cushion, and it allows you to apply the times that you do get hurt in an accident. And that's also very supplemental and it's helpful. So there's differences in the type of coverage you have and the difference in the different types of insurance you have. Now, pick your choice. You know, we are legally required to have insurance. And oftentimes they spend millions and millions of dollars advertising to you to be able to pulsate these messages that they're on your side, right? So what Nationwide is on your side, and you know, you're in great hands with Allstate, and you know, like a good neighbor, State Farm is it's a lot.
They're very good at it. Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it's really like family and warm and loving messages. Mm-hmm. And so you get to choose whether it's a lizard or whether it's Flo. You know, you get to choose who you want as your insurance. It's your preference. But you have, you know, liability insurance and you have full coverage insurance. I would recommend, depending on your financial budgets and restraints, you choose accordingly. But I would definitely recommend everybody to be considerate of the underinsured motorist coverage and the uninsured motorist coverage, because I've seen a lot of tragic situations where people don't have enough to cover their medical bills and they're stuck with that. But whenever people decide to work with us, we definitely want to help people put out the fire before they even get into an accident. We don't ever want anybody to get into an accident, but we open up our doors at our law firm. We're constantly out there in the community giving educational seminars and just letting people know, let us look at your insurance and let us explain it to you. Like, let me look at your covers. Let me look at your declaration page. And then I'll be able to assess what kind of insurance you have. And if you have any questions for me, I'll do the job that your insurance agent didn't do. You know, I'll tell you all about your insurance.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that's very interesting question and very interesting answers, Attorney Jim, because a lot of people are just getting insurance, whatever. They are not very keen into what's in that insurance. And I like the one that you mentioned, personal injury protection in the insurance, because it's very important because, you know, a lot of people, you can't say that the one driving behind you is insured or uninsured, right? You'll never know. And you actually don't know when it's going to happen. And are you prepared for it? You know, things like that. And we are very concerned about, what are the benefits that you're going to get out of that insurance? Because, yeah, you're paying insurance every month.
Right. And then read your bill. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they might overcharge you.
Yeah.
Just check up on it. At the end of the day, you get an opportunity to just review it. Just review your insurance, find out how it covers you, because it's very important, because not only does it affect your pockets, your wallet, but it affects you in the event of an accident. And we don't want to review it later whenever it's too late.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, this information you're getting from us is not only applicable here in Texas, but it also applies to everywhere in the United States or even probably every part of the world. So you just need to know what is covered by your insurance, because it's really important. Right.
And don't be afraid to ask,
that's right. That's what I'm about to
somebody
say.
Outside of the insurance industry, such as, a personal injury attorney, because our interests are not for the insurance. Our interest is for you as the client. And so we'll be able to tell you the actual truth and expose what your actual coverage is and make sure that, you exercise your right to be able to pick the options that are the most favorable for you and your families.
Yeah, very. Yeah, that's true. So find an attorney who practices in that field, license in your state, and consult. Because remember, the insurance company are for the insurance company, not actually your kakampi. Yeah, take it to the bank. They're not your kakampi. I mean, they're not your ally.
They're bank robbers, y'all. They're bank robbers.
Yeah, very interesting question, Rusty Lopez. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rusty.
Yeah, and also we'd like to acknowledge Lenny. Lenny said she's always she's like part of the show already. So
Hi, Lenny,
because Botial, good morning and evening. Then that's what she wrote in the comment box. So for those who are live streaming with us, please post your comments, questions. We'll read it as much as we can during the show. Now, here's one question that's, it's a general question. It's a question by everyone, actually, even me. I'll ask this question, then we can pause for a break, and Attorney Jim will answer the question when we come back. So the question is, everybody's almost driving here in the state of Texas. Texas is so big. We have wide roads, but accidents happen almost every day. I mean, I'm not sure. I don't have the data right now, but my office is located along 610, and not a single day that I never heard of the siren, passing by. Somebody's, had an accident somewhere. I always tell myself, I hope it's not bad. That's why I always see every time I hear the siren. But my question is, what are the first things, or what are the important things that a person should do the moment they get into car accident? And Attorney Jim obviously will answer that one when we come back after this short break. And we're having a break right now. Yes. So I guess we're having some technical issues. So I guess Attorney Narvius or Attorney Jim is ready to answer that question. Let's hit it.
All right. So the very first things that you should consider when you get into an accident is, first and foremost, if you're not in a safe place, get in a safe location. Pull over to the side of the road, get in a safe location. Then you want to take a look at everybody in your car, make sure that no one's in immediate need of immediate health, like emergency, okay? So then once that's established, you want to get out your car, you want to be able to take pictures, document, get the insurance, the license of the other person, document that. You know, there's a lot of times where there's going to be conflict where someone's going to say it's your fault, you know, you're going to say it's their fault. At the end of the day, that can be established through the facts of the case. So what we want to do is we want to call the police and we want them to show up and we want to wait for them so that way we can get a police report. Trust me, whenever you get a police report, it's a lot easier for us to be able to fight for you once there's something that's documented. And the police are often trained to be able to listen to these stories to be able to establish liability. Then take pictures, you exchange information, you document, you wait for the police, they get a record. And then at the end of the day, you want to be able to prioritize your health. But the very first thing you should do is you can contact our office, 713-9999-LAW. Once you contact our office, our staff, we are trained for us to be able to get you the proper help you need. We have relationships with providers. We will get you to an ER, an urgent care. We'll get you to an MD, an NP to be able to get assessed. We'll get your CAT scan. We'll get your MRI. We'll make sure that you are properly taken care of so that way you don't exaggerate any of these injuries. You won't put yourself in a precarious situation where you're injured further. We want to be able to get you immediately in there so that way there's no gaps in treatment. That will also help with your case because insurance will find any little thing to nitpick. Oh, they waited too long before they got treatment. Well, I mean, duh, sometimes we're not hurt and we're hurt a week later, but they don't see it like that. So we want to be able to prioritize your health and get you the treatment that you deserve and you need, and then be able to help you and guide you throughout that process. But what's most important, ladies and gentlemen, is documentation. And then try your best not to, get into an altercation with the other person. If they're trying to argue with you as far as whose fault it is, just try to diffuse the situation, because I've seen a lot of some bad situations whenever people are arguing back and forth. It's just a very stressful situation. So try to put out the fire by diffusing it and just keeping your cool and maintaining your composure, and then wait till the police show up. And if they don't want to wait, then at least you were able to document their insurance and their license. Take a picture of their license plate as well.
Okay, so Attorney Jim, question is, what if they don't want to share their information? Like, they don't want to show their driver's license or insurance information. Right. So the plate number is also, you know, at least it's there. You can take a picture of it.
Right. Great question. And you may face something like that where someone gets aggressive with you and says, don't take a picture of my driver's license plate, or, you know, no, I'm not giving you anything. And then they decide to leave. Well, that would be considered similar to a hit and run situation. And once again, it's very important on why you should consider having uninsured motorist coverage on your insurance, because at that point, sometimes your insurance won't even go up. Your premiums won't even go up. If we advocate on behalf of you, then they'll take care of it because it wasn't your fault. And then they're obligated to take care of it. And because you have uninsured motorist coverage, you'll be safe in that direction. Because unfortunately, that situation may happen. That's a great hypothetical, and it happens often. And so we want to be able to provide different scenarios for you so that way you're protected, at least if in the event that somebody is combative and unwilling to share that information with you.
Yeah, so yeah, that's true. Because you don't expect everybody to be cooperative.
Right.
You know, people are different from each other. And sometimes if they're at fault, they really doesn't want to share any information or a lot of information with you. So it's important that you take note of all those document that Attorney Jim emphasized. Here's an important question here that Nimi, shared in the comment box. So there it is. So Nimi Narvio, she asked, what do we tell the other driver when they just want to pay for our damage to avoid going through their insurance?
Right.
So what do you do in this kind of situation, Attorney Jim?
So if you're driving and somebody rear ends you from behind and you get out and you're like, what happened? Why'd you mm-hmm. do that? And then they're like, oh man, it was an accident. I'm so sorry. Can I just pay you a couple $100 and you get your trunk fixed? Ladies and gentlemen, I discourage this thoroughly, because what happens is you are now messing with the whole liability process of this whole case. If you take the $300 from the person and you're making a promise, they can now go back and say, I gave them $300 to not be liable in this situation. And if they notify their insurance, then there's a chance that their insurance will not pay out for you, because their insured had already paid you. It's called consideration. And so at the end of the day, you don't know what kind of injuries you experienced. You don't know what kind of damages you have in your car. Nine times out of 10, you're probably not a collision expert. And nine times out of 10, you're not a spine doctor. We don't know what kind of damages we actually experience. Look, if a car hits you, it may be just a fender bender, but guess what? A lot of times it bends the frame of the car. Think about your body. Your mm-hmm. body is not nearly as strong as a vehicle. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times we may think that we're okay after a fender bender, but it's very important for people to realize that even if you think that you're okay, it's very important for you to be able to get checked out, because you don't want to wait, you know, 5 years from now and it's raining and it's cold outside and all of a sudden your bones start hurting. Uh-huh. And that wouldn't have happened but for the situation that you experienced 5 years later. And I think this is a great opportunity for us to know that here in the state of Texas, and if you're living anywhere else in the world or any other state, check the statute of limitations. The statute of limitations here in Texas, after you get into a car accident or any kind of personal injury, you slip and fall at a grocery store, you hurt yourself, you cut yourself because a glass was broken. 2 years from the date of the incident, you have 2 years to file a lawsuit. So you have 2 years to contact an attorney. But once again, you should not wait, because we want to be able to get you the help you need, start building your case, and then take it to the bank. You know what I'm saying?
Take it to the bank. I like saying that. It's so it's so nice to say it. We know trade name. Of course. Yeah, well, that's true. So even if you don't feel like there's something wrong with you after the incident, like what Attorney Jim emphasized, the effect might be a little bit late, but it's gonna happen. What if it happened or you start feeling it after 3 years? The statute of limitations already passed, because you have 2 years to file for the claim against your company from the time of the incident, or at least go to court and sue the wrongdoer. So it's very important that you speak to your speak with a licensed attorney practicing personal injury in your area, because it's very important that you have to protect yourself, not just whatever you're feeling in the present, but also in the future. So
to add a little bit to Nimi, good question, you know, because this happens often. At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, even if they offered you $1,000, mm-hmm. I'm going to give you perspective. The minimum limits here in Texas is $30,000. So there's a huge proportionate difference in regards to what you would receive in cash and what you would receive if you waited a little bit. And so we want to be able to get you what you deserve, because you have been inconvenienced due to somebody's negligence. So
don't settle with less than what you deserve. Yeah, but so I have encountered this question in the past, mm-hmm. that they did not go see the doctor because the concern was, what if I cannot afford the medical care? Mm-hmm. So how do you go about that, Attorney Jim?
So I'm going to eliminate all your fears. Have no fear, because the Narvios Law Firm is here. So it is daunting. It is very scary to think about those medical bills, $20,000 for an ER visit, you know, $5,000, $6,000 for a chiropractor, $8,000 for an MRI. But guess what? We have something that we give in our firm where it's a protection. We protect you from these bills whenever you go to our providers, because we have a working relationship with the providers in our network. And they will see you. They will take a risk on the fact that we are going to work on a contingency basis. And it's very similar to our firm. People might be like, I can't afford a lawyer. Lawyers are very expensive. You're absolutely right. Lawyers are pricey. But personal injury attorneys, we work on something called contingency. And we take a percentage of the settlement. And that's very similar to the same arrangement that we do with our providers. Regardless of the price being higher than the contingency percentage rate, you will always receive your percentage rate. We will always receive our percentage rate, and they will always receive their percentage rate, even if it's over. Now, there's also a risk that we take, but we take that with you. And that's by assessing your case. When you bring a case to us, if we feel that you are somebody that deserves justice and we're willing to take your case on and collaborate with you and get you the help you need and fight for your case, then we take that risk with you. If we don't get anything out of the settlement, you are not personally responsible for any of your medical bills, nor are you personally responsible for any of your attorney's bills. So it's a contingency basis.
Wow. Okay. Well, this is a lot. There's a lot of information there, including the contingency of fee, which is very interesting. For I believe that a lot of people will get interested into that one, because then they don't have to really kind of like, you know, shell out all the money, shoulder all the expenses.
They don't have to shell out anything.
Yeah, just in pursuing, just be there.
even your gas money, we're going to put that in the demand. He said this person had to drive. Pain and suffering. We put the pain and suffering in there. If you had to, miss work, lost wages,
all that.
So we put it in there because you deserve every penny that you had missed and every penny that you deserve.
Yeah, I guess the reason why others are really not pursuing this, because aside from the fact that, they're thinking about the expenses, they're also thinking about the process, like how long. So what happened if, case, for example, they got into an accident and they reach out to you, your law firm, to help them? How long usually is the process to be able to get the compensation or the damages from this insurance company?
Right. So our firm prides ourselves in working efficiently and effectively. We don't like to prolong the process. We understand how important it is for you to get on with your life, and most importantly, be compensated for the inconvenience that you experience. So we try our very best to expedite the process. Once we get you to call us, we go through the whole process with you. We hold your hand. We every step along the way, we get you to our providers. Once you diligently commit to the process of healing, go through your process of healing that may take as long as it needs for you to heal. Once you start feeling better, we gather all your medical bills and records. We draft up our demands and we start aggressively pursuing the insurance company for them to be able to compensate you what you deserve. Now, if they refuse, then we not only take them to the bank, but we slap them with a chinelas and we give them an opportunity to go to lawsuit. So we sue them, and then we compel them to cooperate on that level, where things get a little bit more more aggressive during the course of litigation. So to answer your question, it depends. But at the Narvios Law Firm, we definitely pride ourselves and prioritize being efficient and effective to be able to expedite the process.
Awesome. Thank you, Attorney Jim, for a lot of information. I know that they're all very helpful, not just, to our listeners and viewers, but also to their friends and families. They can share the information that they're getting out of this discussion. And if someone has a specific question for you, or they want to reach out to you, how do they go about it?
Would love to hear from you. My personal number here, the business line, is 713-999-9LAW. 713-999-9LAW. You can visit majorcaraccidents.com. And you can also email us at jim@narvioslawfirm.com. And on all social media platforms, I'm Filipino Attorney. So I'm at Filipino Attorney. You can find me there.
Yeah, so that's easy to memorize, 713-999-9LAW. And so my last question for you, Attorney Jim, it's almost time. Just give us a short message for, what message you want to leave our listeners and audience.
I just want to say that I'm very proud of being Filipino. Always be proud of your roots. Stand up tall. And always know that there's individuals like Attorney Eileen and myself that will support you every single along the way. Words are very powerful. What you decide to speak about will enter your mind and plant seeds, and whatever you think about will result into your actions. I believe in everybody. And if you haven't heard the words, I love you, I love you.
And you always put that on your Facebook page. You always say,
"Life's good. I love life.
Yeah, I love life." Yes, thank you very much. We appreciate your time and effort, Attorney Jim. And yes, thank you. And hopefully we will be able to invite you again in future Saturdays and Fridays and Saturdays if you have time.
We'd love to
have you again. Yes, thank you so much. And if you have any question for me, our audience and listeners, just go to our website. It's legaldecentlaw.com. You can send us a message or schedule an appointment through our website. Thank you so much. I want to, you know, time is, I went over 1 minute. So, but anyway, I'd like to say thank you to our roof team, Radio Pinoy, our technical support team, Fenji Villasin and Philip Roa. And of course, thank you, Ponce. We will never forget you. We'll miss you, but you know, we will never forget you. To all our audience and listeners, I'll see y'all. So, usapang off the record next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. This is Eileen saying bye and enjoy your weekend.